I do my hishtadlus. It works out good. Okay. All the achrenim discuss, there's a few little like tidbits before we begin. All the achrenim discuss mixing together sugar with cocoa or coffee. There's no problem, right? It's too yevashim, too dry things. It's not lush, right? Nothing happens. What happens if the spoon is a little wet? Do they talk about it? Could you get hold of Rav Cohn's book? Yeah, you have it, right? Maybe bring it. I feel funny talking about Zach that maybe, I don't know, maybe everybody talks about it or it's like a Davar Pashut, I don't know. I mean, it's a shayla.
You can mix it together if you put the water first, that could be a problem.
You can, of course, it's lush, no?
So you have to first put the sugar and the coffee and then the hot water.
First put, water. Right, you always have to put, right.
Otherwise it's lush.
Unless you do ma'at, I'm saying, yeah, you do ma'at, then you have a problem with the sugar and you have a problem with the coffee. You have to pour a lot. It has to be a lot.
A lot of what?
If the Chazan says this vartel, all the water has to be, what? It has to turn into mayim achurim. But if you do a little bit at a time, which it turns into a slush, so then it's a problem. So where do you have really the case? You always pour a lot right away. Not pouring a little bit. But if you have a spoon, l'chayra.
Yeah, there's sweeteners, there's flavors, there's liquid flavors. Flavors,
yeah, they want to add it to the coffee. He says, that's a problem.
Maybe they put that in first.
Yes, that's a problem. It's a problem. If you put a little bit of something and it turns into a mixture, okay?
The best way to do it is just to put the sugar and coffee first and then the water.
Again, you have a problem with Klavisha cliche. You see how you work it out.
But if it's lush, that's what you should do.
Lush, the way you do is you pour a lot in one time.
A lot of water.
A lot of water at one time. If you pour mat, zok the chazmish klar, then you'd have a problem. So I even asked you, I told you, I don't remember if we got to that time. I asked Rav Scheinberg once, you know, when you have the cocoa, we spoke it out, that you have the cocoa, not everything becomes fully diluted. You have those pieces. They clumps together. So why don't you have a problem with lush with that? I don't know. It's a good Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg said it's a good horror. It's a problem. Okay, so I don't know. Huh?
What? Not masculine? A lot of times when I'm saying
sound like you have a very bad cold. That's what it sounds like. Fush lev.
Yeah, I have my cup of water and I pour the coffee on top.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it stays on the top.
So that's a little different. That could be that's like particles of the coffee. Perfect. By the cocoa, it clumps. I'm worried more about the clumping
Does
together.
It always happen? Piece.
There it's pieces that go on pieces. Top.
Can you stand on top of this?
What?
You can go through the window. There's a window there. Window of opportunity.
It's really different reasons.
It's animus governance, like Nikolai. Questions of separation.
Maybe you could ask your father about the evolution, about the Zach. Your father's a Chazamahal or something, from Gdelem, from Hamol, from Weinberg or something.
I'll tell you this. I know to ask who knows all the Ray Weinberg or Ruben, not to say that everything.
I'm seeing Vashkoff is Zachin. There's somebody.
You
mean talking about in Baltimore?
Somebody in Israel.
Okay, do me a favor.
Lived off their feet.
Find out what the Mahalach, the Mitzvah of Davar Krunglich, what did people say? I'm going to ask Reb Shmuel and we'll
about
see.
About evolution.
Yeah, Bechlal, dinosaur evolution. Well, how do you think, what's with the kids' books with these Zachin? Hey, they watch National Geographics. The world with the toys and with the yarn and with the Alamaisa. So what do you do? Someone asked me a shayla. Adam Godel asked me the shayla.
About his school?
No, about his house, his school. Beis Yankif, his own house. You know. He asked me about his own house. Kids, so the coffee's different. The coffee's just the particles on top. The shayla more would be the clumping of the okay. Now, another shayla also, which I think is very...
Does it happen every time that it clumps or does something?
Yeah, if you don't put hot water, it clumps. That's the way it works. Hot water makes the... I'm surprised you don't know. My kids live off that.
Cocoa?
Breakfast, lunch, and supper, yeah. Because they can make it themselves.
I'm spoiled. I put milk.
There were times we used to make them food. Now they're on their own pretty much because nobody's...
I still remember every supper that he made for them.
Oh, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I put everything in there. Till today, I just... everything goes into the thing. They love it. They only know what's in there. Anyways... Kitzah, so there's another shayla. I know that Eretz Yisrael, I remember there was a shayla, that the avocado together with egg, they mix avocado together with egg. I don't see it here so much, but Eretz Yisrael, they make avocado with egg without mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So Shailiz, is that like a, also?
The juice
that has like a certain, but I think with
why
the oh, Sarah said, why don't you use the Chazir's heter unless they say it doesn't help you for the egg? He wasn't here yesterday. Tell him over
which
the heter. Chazir, say it over. Say it over. Come on, let's go. Say it over. Huh?
Something's already
mavushal. There is a heter mavushal. There's one. We don't. But we don't.
Oh, that was tchina.
No, but there's a shailos. But also by lush, there could be a heter mavushal. But we don't pass on that. We're machmir. Ramesha held there was a problem, even by lush.
Because basically, I don't know who it was matter from my wife called up about making eggs out on Shabbos.
And he said because it's mavushal.
No, it's not with two shinuim.
With two shinuim. So let me hear again. Let's hear nachum.
He said to put it in the opposite order, instead of putting the eggs in and then the mayonnaise, put the mayonnaise in first. And then the way she mashes it.
Because it's not a bleed, I mean, it is an oven, it's not a raka. So what was the vart?
See, if you make a big piece of the eggs.
I don't know, can I put out a disclaimer, and I don't mean politics. I don't always think that people debate her on Paschim. I think they just say, shinuyim et shinuyim mit agavurchim et klachayads, and that's it. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Pensu. I don't get the whole base around. How could you pass in 2 seconds? Let me tell you something.
But
can I tell you the truth?
Many people have this problem.
I tell you the real truth? And I know what I'm talking about, and I can't answer that quickly. I have to think. I mean, I know Malamensch thinks. I don't know. Only Ramesh was able to answer like that. Or Rebelsky can answer like that. I mean, only certain people who are geniuses from genius land could go through the sugi again quickly and answer you. I mean, how can a Gemara Yeshiva answer you like
maybe
that?
Maybe it's something that's not so...
It's not. They don't know so much. It's impossible. Only
you
need like a Felder that did it 1,000 times and he answered 1,000 times the same. And I was there the Shilas they asked. Most of the Shilas that come in are, could you wash or can't you wash? Could you wash or can't? And then a Hanami on Shrezai, he takes out the Mishnah Berurah again to look it up again. But he knows quickly to look up the Mishnah Berurah because he learned that 1,000 times.
Mishnah Berurah is
a photographic memory. You're talking about a Gadol. You're not talking about
a
Yeshiva. I don't understand how these younger like. I don't. It doesn't make sense.
Maybe the more makeup.
Doesn't make sense.
Maybe they tell you do extra.
It doesn't make sense. So what do they do? So everything is always with shinuyim and kalachiyads because they're afraid. So they always tell you do with 10 shinuyim.
Otherwise, they're not going to do it. If there's no.
I don't say I said this. But
I think it's not the first that I've heard.
But I'm telling you the truth. You know what it is? I'm telling you the truth. It doesn't make certain things don't make sense. Makes sense.
Look at
Reb David. You look at Reb.
I this. Oh, you're right. You're talking right. I this.
No, I don't call this. Oh, come on, now. You're desperate. My sister, they're all day.
No, I'm not. I don't get me wrong. The Sheni and the Light. You should be mechabed them in the G'day later. I'm not even going there. You know, Amalek had signed a Rav before he passed. He wrote a tshuva. He sat and learned the sugi again. What do you mean? You think he just threw out something like that? Who could do it? Ramosha was able to do it. Ramosha is a god like darn, he was able to. Who else could do it? Nobody else could do it. Rebelsky, maybe, you know. He told me, mention that. In 2 seconds, he remembers all the Gemaras. Regular person has
and
to go
you
back.
Call your on the phone?
He should be honest enough to say, let me think about it a little bit. Most people should say, let me think a little bit. Abyssal
Dapentach. You need an answer now.
So you need an answer now. So it depends. If it's a Shiloh, then it's so common and a Hanami. But lush, with mayonnaise, with shinuyim. I mean, you see right away.
Say 1 minute, and they put you on hold and on mute, and they call some other rabbi.
So then it's a gevaldi gezach. That he's a Yerei Shemayim, the person. And he's a tremendous Yerei Shemayim. All right, listen. The ha'ara was said, and that's all finished. I just think it had to be said.
Yeah,
huh?
We're going good on the Ashkava.
You tell me, it's not a glatazach.
So the chayit's not a hetetushinu.
Doesn't make sense. How you talking? It's not a blilava. What are you talking about? Unless you say this svara that it's the piece on nicker, does
he? Then you don't need shinuyim.
Then you don't need shinuyim.
You need anything.
You need anything. And the mayonnaise might not be a noizel, which maisa chayinim say not like I don't know why, but all right. You know, so if you want to be a renegade, you can come and say. This is what I said. The mayonnaise is not a noizel. Maybe. I'm saying. Shinuyim and klachiyads. Always do everything with a shinuy. it's a comfortable way to get out of being scared of something.
And then you can also add on the Kluger.
And then you have Reb Shlomo Kluger. Yeah.
Can't be a nozel, like the Chazon Ish LeMashal.
Is it better than Bli Laraka?
So you tell me.
But
Lamaisa, unless you learn that halacha, like Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that anything that puts it together, it's a problem. So, okay, so then I don't know what to tell you. Rosh Hashanah Zalman is a tremendous chiddush. We're soon going to learn. Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds you not allowed to put false teeth in your mouth on Shabbos and then put that gum thing on it. Because it makes lisha between you and the teeth and the false teeth. You mechaba you and the false teeth, so it's lisha.
Every time somebody puts tape on it, or something like that, besides for tefirah shayla,
well, tefirah is a different shayla. Lush would be by two particles.
Putting someone takes tape and puts two pieces.
Chayra, according to Shem Azam, it's lush. Ich fragged it. That's either. Anybody ever heard of a thing like that? It's a chidush nifl. But he holds it straight through. I showed you all the sifim yesterday. You saw them yesterday. Your gimel, your dalid, all of them are this yisoid. And then he talks about it later. You'll soon about the teeth. Okay, we'll get to it a little bit later. Now, so avocado and eggs. Avocado and eggs. I remember that I saw machma tumul from them. I don't know. Tell them over the chazanish. I'm not so convinced. Not convinced. What should I tell you? Go ahead. No, read over the chazanish. Right, because when you crush something, you crush pineapples, it's going to stick together as a mush through its own juice. So whenever it's through its own juice, it doesn't count. So the question is, maybe here too, this is through the avocado. So the only thing is, maybe the avocado and the egg. I don't know, it's not so posh. You have to know the lumdus of it. That's why I told you yesterday. If the lumdus is that its own juice doesn't count,
then you can start the egg.
But the truth is, I don't hold that's what it means.
Okay.
I hold it means risuk. Maisa risuk is not maisa lush. That's all he means. When you crush something, it's not lush. He had a hard day today. All right. Tomorrow will always be better.
Today was good.
All right. Ganz good. Okay. So this rabbi say, I am not convinced. I'm not convinced. Just tell me he knows that's the straw avocado with the egg. You remember that? They used to crush avocado together with egg. You remember it? You remember? I haven't seen it. I don't see it here anymore. Oh, that's what it is. He's right. That's you want to know something? That's the pasuk shot. The pasuk shot is because that's the straw. It's a cheap vegetable. Avocados are cheap.
99 cents.
No, that's the salt. It's nothing. It's they buy like avgvaniot, like tomatoes. You know, he said a glat de zach. Okay, we can some. Thus is al tibbets. Now let's get back to the sugya.
Avocado and egg is two
salads.
It's two salads, but you're crushing the egg into the avocado, so it's becoming a lisha, a bitter, better through the avocado. So Shiloh is what's that? So you're not using a separate entity, liquid.
Real lush, you're mixing what? Water and dough? And
well, flour? It's through flour, the water flour, that flour. You're making the kernels become a dough.
What are the things you're mixing? The flour and the water?
The flour and the water. So the flours
become
particles of flour become attached to each other
through
medium
water. Through the medium water.
and let's compare that. Well, but it's in this case here, what's becoming the avocado is becoming to attach to the egg.
The egg, it's right. Becoming a batter.
So the water and
right.
The
but here the word is the avocado is a fruit itself. So there's a chazanish that risuk pri. When you crush a fruit, it's not a problem, even though it becomes attached pieces, particles, because through its own juice, it's not a problem. Yesterday I declared, what happens if you add the juice afterwards from a bottle?
He's not only discussing risuk, he says, sarfan meruva, the sraf, the sap that comes out.
Yeah, because he's saying it's not lisha dik, it's risuk dik.
Even out here, risuk, oishas sraf meruva, that it flows out. No
reason
going on over there. It's just a hechat himself how to get the liquid out.
What do you mean?
The main pair is out.
I'm not sure what
he
you mean.
He gives two digmois. The yesh line pays on the buck, the honey buck, and the bush echat, I de risukon.
Yeah.
Oish is raf and meruva. The sap.
Yeah.
What's that? There's no risuk there. It's just overflowing. There's just so much liquid there, so much main pay is there, whatever. That the mela, it spews out, whatever, oozes out, and. And it comes in the
stomach. Good, so then it's even less. But I'm just saying, but let's see a marasic something. The point being is, that's not called Lisha. It's not a mice Lisha. His ikinakud is that it's not a mice Lisha. His vart is not so much that from its own juice you can't make lush.
What mice is going on?
That's what he's trying to say. So it's not a Maisa Lisha. That's what he's trying to tell you.
I understand, but Svafim Lulav.
He's saying the same vart, that this is not called Lisha. Lisha is to add water.
Because it's the Maisa, in other words.
Yeah.
It's already there.
It's there. What do you want? What, that's called Lush. Okay. Let's talk in Leland.
Sugar into a sour cream. Because it makes it more liquidy?
That's what Chazanish says. I mean, that's what Shem Zalman said. We learned it yesterday.
More liquidy it makes it? The guy told me he that yes, the
you're not allowed to make tchina on Shabbos.
And put water in it.
You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos.
Yes, I thought I would say it's because it's only also to make it thicker, not to make it watery. It's not a problem. That's what he claims.
Take out the Shlem. I brought it. No, here. Tchina is also on Shabbos. Go ahead. No.
Of course,
he's learning chibur. He's learning chibur. Yeah, but whatever it is, it's your.
He said only also harder, not watery.
Stand up more.
You're going the other day.
Look it up. Let's go. Let's look it up. Tchina. Look in the back. Tchina.
He's not going with this. He's not going because he said even by sugar also.
Okay, Abay said Lamin Lel, the Salz Chedarai, and now we have to talk a little Lamais. Alright? Look in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the Mishnah Berurah, the first piece. So we did Nun. We finished the whole Nun yesterday. We bought Hashem. Siv Katan Nun. Mishnah Berurah. So now we have the Mechaba. Mechaba says, Bargi, but I don't have it, read it. You Dalit, go ahead, yeah?
Hey, in the Goblin. Kemach Koli Harbe Shema Yavi Lolish Kemach Shemi Koli.
So what's Kemach Koli? Is it a bar gibel or not a bar gibel? That's a very good question. But is it a bar gibel? So let's see the first Mishnah Berurah that says it's a machleik is the Rambam and other Rishonim if it's a bar gibel. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside, okay? Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Rambam, right? Two shittas. Now you know what Koli? Koli is that you bake it. Right, like granola, roasted. Like granola.
Caramel.
Koli with caramel. Go ahead, yeah.
The double of the two of the chemist Koli lab bar gibel, double the lab bar gibel, and the chayab afkishe goblet, the end of us in the bottom.
Oh, so since it's not, so the whole thing's only midrabanan, and because it's not a gibel, beautiful, yeah? So melo, therefore, it's mutamat mat. Oh, that's why it's mutai de mat. It's mashma if it's a dover, which is a bar gibel. There was no het of mat mat, zeshteta, right? But then he says a second shita. What's the second shita? I feel la paiskim. So there's two ways to learn. It's only maybe mutta when it's on a drabana, which is a lav bar gibel, or by kali, which is a bar gibel, which the chayr is de raisa afal pikein. It's mutta mat mat. Why he doesn't say yet? He just says it is. Is it maat maat? Is it a drabana? Or ma'at ma'at is in Kali of Deraisa, but not regular Deraisa. I know, but only by Kali, maybe. No, it's only by Kali, because regular Deraisa is no het of ma'at ma'at. So what is the Svara? So if you look at the Bi'alacha, different mask. Oh, why is it different? So that was the Bi'alacha we learned yesterday. Eichel, Tikkun Eichel, this is a special Svara. Go ahead. Avad, it's also regular bar gibel is also matmat. There's no head to matmat.
It's also also.
Because this is a special case. So let's see the Mishnah Bi'alacha. So let's see it. Bi'alacha, different mask will shem. Get to the end, the last line.
Yeah, way,
get to the end because you'll never finish with all this. So let's get to the end. Why is this different? He says the Mishnah Berurah.
The dad, the Pirush, over there.
All the way at the end.
Regular story has the line from wide of mine.
Oh, so by Kali, because it's only taken Eichlin Ba'alma, and then he compares it to Tafshul, right?
Kali, is that edible?
Huh?
It's not edible.
No, but regular flour, you won't have his heter.
Is that edible? Because what?
It's not kuder chachila.
Because not edible,
so. And a chanami, something which is not the way of der chachila, then a chanami, you don't have a heter. Right? It's only a special din in Kali. So either it's because it's Rabbanan, or because it's Kali. Aminut. So what's Lamaisa? So Lamaisa, could we use the het of Mat?
Why not?
You tell me. Maybe it's only because we pass like the Rambam. Who told you saw in this Mishnah Berurah how to paskin? I didn't see how to Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah says the Rambam. Kol zeh is the Rambam. Afilu la poiskim. So who said we paskin at those poiskim? Of course it makes a difference. Could you use the het of Derech Achilu today to be matir losh? On everything, on anything, could you take gravy? The whole thing is gravy into a tafshil? That's the story of the Bir Halacha?
Roitiv,
that's what he says. So you're allowed to take potatoes and put roitiv in? Yes or no? Why not? I don't know, because maybe we pass like the Rambam, only a Drabbanan. But I'm asking you, who says that's true? He's saying something else. Even with those poison, but how do you know what you hold the Maisa?
Even
if he
falls,
the
ice is tumutah. Sure, sure. Why would there be other sheets
that don't hold like the Rambam? But in the case
where it's not a Drabbanan. No, but in the case where it's not a Drabbanan. It says, even if the ice is tumutah, you know why?
That's according to those
poiskim. If
you hold like
the
Rambam, that the heter is only Drabbanan, what would be by the ice? Avada.
That you don't know.
You don't know. That's a Marid Ka'ara. And you have Hachra had a Paskin? I don't have Hachra had a But he doesn't say the second sheet. He says, if I feel la poiskim, he speaks it out differently. And even according
he says later, of all, I feel the day is
And even later, he brings the coin to the second yeshayim. Yeah,
where
do
you say that?
The last line.
But that's different. That's because of Rabbi.
Okay, so I spoke today, Teretz Yisrael. I couldn't. I wasn't clearing this. It's not clear. And Reb Shlomo Zalman uses the heter of Derech Haichel, and nobody uses it. I never saw anybody use the heter. Otherwise, the whole lush goes out the window. I don't say, say everything Derech Haichel.
He's the most machmis. What happened to
Tapuchi Adam? He says, it's mut. I'm going to go, let's go read it. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Go ahead. Perik Ches, see if you test.
Sugar
says,
also Chilas.
So you're allowed to put gravy. He says the case on the potatoes, on your mashed potatoes. It's lush day rice, it's the best lush, the greatest lush you can get. You take puree, potatoes, and you put the gravy in there.
Oh, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
That's your story, you're making more liquidy. That's his story. Makes it more liquidy, maybe.
That's not what it says. It says the svara. He says svara is tafshil. He brings this bi'alach.
He's
mixing
it more liquidy.
The other had terem also. He also means a kavanish.
Slowly. So again, bring it to me again. No.
But it's not more liquidy.
I don't know if you're making a mixture when you pour gravy.
Read it inside. That's what it says in this bi'alach. This bi'alach says that the heter is derech tafshil. Go ahead, continue. Yeah. Lo lamelein.
So Lufika Mutter the Mike put Adam and Bushalim in Omnum Kronis Mach we mix us Aiken Abishak and Noch Mem Lamir. I feel the machine and mass leg even with a fork.
But that's the Teichen Chelik of it, yeah. And what about the Losh Chelik to put the Reitiv, yeah?
Lishbach Alain Reitiv, I feel like Kham and Klevish and Lag Reitiv, him. It's Mut.
Mut, why?
Up the bottom.
That's A, Sabakas, Ayla L, P. R. Sif, Ben Zain.
But rice could be its nicker each piece by itself, and it's not a puree.
It's depending on rice stuck together.
My rice doesn't come stuck together.
White rice, it's not sticky.
So maybe again, but you see that he's passing the bialach, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't chaps. The ganze zaches are up, no? Anything which is that. So you're allowed to do what he just said.
No, never did. I shook it into
so I'm asking, so what do you see for me? And then he paskins this bi'alach l'maisa. So which means is he's telling you that we paskin like the second yeshayimim, which is this bi'alach l'chayr.
But the sugar, sarokim says it's awesome. Why? It's particularly chil.
I have a better kasha for you. I don't see. Did you read that bi'alacha? And you really said it yesterday. And I was going to go into it, but we were too late for Ma'ariv. He's only matter the bi'alacha. What the Be'al? The Be'al says you're allowed to do it all together. So what's he talking about? What's he talking about?
Well, he's saying
Is he quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman on this? Because if he's if it's Rav Shlomo Zalman, I feel I have to with more years of COVID.
No.
So then it's a mistake. It's mad. What's he talking about? But really, I don't.
I mean, take
on Avraham
by us is mad.
But it's mad. So what's your head of making the puree? He just said yes. There's no head to
like that. The head is tikkunaychol. Over here, in our case with the kali, what makes it the tikkunaychol is the fact that it's mad. But maybe he's borrowing the general head of tikkunaychol.
You like that?
Didn't say I like it. I just said,
what, maybe... Frege Beliyahu Levin. Go back to Beliyahu Levin tomorrow and show him this Mishnah Berurah.
Was
Shulchan
Shlomo
there?
I
don't know. I just saw this and I was handling with that. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all to me. No, I can't. They don't let me...
You said, look at Rebbe Dasa Sefer.
No, they don't. It doesn't come to the phone. I don't know. It doesn't sound... I got nervous. They'll come. I asked somebody else to answer. Okay, whatever. This doesn't make sense. Okay, so let me tell you more. First of all, what is mat? You know what mat is? What is the sheen of mat? What is the sheen of it? So the truth is the sheer of it, the bi'alach of the Mishnah Berurah. The next Mishnah Berurah says we don't know even know what it is. Right? The next Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so we don't know what it is. So let me give you a little background, so you should know a little bit of Tutsachop what mat is. And then you can learn from the Mishnah Berurah and see that the Mishnah really is telling you what mat is. If you pay close attention to the Mishnah Berurah. The Prima Gadim in Mishpatei Zav Siv Katan Yud Beis explains mat that he puts the water in a lot, but in the Lisha he does a little bit at a time. The stirring is done a lot. Right? Because remember we learned yesterday, the day before, that there's the water part, the putting in the water, and then there's the mixing. So the water you put in a lot. The mixing, that you do ma'at. Okay. The chazanish is some halach, I don't know, sali, that's a skull. You put the water in, and then you take a little bit and put it into another keli, and you wash, and then you put it back, and then you take it on your wash, and then you put it back, and... Nun chesiv kat nalif dira maskel ulfize. Go ahead. No, I'm just showing you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You think you're just putting gravy on top of... If you're learning up this bi'alach, and the bi'alach says mat, it's not stop putting gravy on potatoes. That's what I want. No? Yeah?
Ulfize ha-shine shoyis al-yad al-yad matzum eisu dirais. V'nir da'ari, din loisin ha-chrimit al-hamaruba b'kli echad.
You put the whole mixture in one thing and then you take out
a little bit mixing, and then you put it mixing. It's three kalim, it's klish lishi lush, you know.
Three kalim or two kalim?
No, three.
I think three. Yeah, I mean, how else would it work otherwise?
Well, the merubah is over here, you're putting on the merubah, you take him out, you're putting over here and over here, then you put them all the kli echad.
Then you're serving it. You give it to the customer. You're serving it.
You knew this? That's okay to waste this dish. Chazish says, klar. Ma'at. So it's interesting. Ma'at is not a shear. Ma'at is a whole procedure. It's a whole nice how you tack it do a little bit at a time. It's not a measurement of what to do. It's you tack it, take it into another...
But it's right in the mixing. The mixing is a little bit.
The mixing. It's all in the mixing. Right?
You put shinui or not
shinui? It has to do with shinui. We're soon going to learn how to do shinui. Huh?
You're not doing any mixing at all. There's a problem of
lush. We said that if you put water in without mixing, it's a problem of lush.
So what does this help?
See, he's learning that the head of ma'at ma'at, because only drabonin over here. Here it's only drabonin. So on the drabonin, the water is not the problem. The problem is the gibel. So once you have that thing, so you do it mat ma'at in a different case.
Is ma'at considered a shinu
after addition? Oh, so we're going to learn about it. Oven raka. Even the mat ma'at, you'll still need the chil between oven raka. We'll get to this at the end of Yudal. Okay. The Chazon Ish brings, at the end of Divrei Maschil, Dinam Oilam. You see Dinam Oilam over there?
What's the
Dinam Oilam? Siv Kat, right? The same Siv Kat, I think it is. And it's Divrei Maschil, Dinam Oilam. He goes to the Maskan and he brings the Ramban Shita. that the Rabban learns the ma'at ma'at means you put a little water at a time. Even if you're putting a little water at a time, it's good enough.
Achakach
Ramban, yeah. Oh, he's Megabal Kol Tzarkoi. But he's putting it in Yad Al Yad, which means a little bit at a time, a little water at a time. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Usually you put in a lot of water at one time, and you would gobble and so on and so forth. Okay, continue. Okay, that's already his cheshbon. Okay, now, there's a Nishmas Adam that says, how can Matmat be a heter? I chatzish is always aser. So what do you have for Matmat? Okay.
So that's the Bialacha.
I know, so that's what we're getting to. I'm giving the introduction to Vastut Sachabda. Says the Nishmas Adam, Mat Mat means Klachiyat.
Maybe Paskin the base
around. Huh? The what? Klachiyat. Yeah, it means Klachiyat. Mat Mat means Klachiyat. Okay. The Igli Tal Taka Paskins, that it means Pachas Miki Gregoris. So I guess you have to sit there like Yom Kippur, you know, with the cup. It's like a measurement. See, measure, pachas, yeah, gregris, okay? Now read the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see how the Mishnah Berurah was coital everything. There's a few short words over there. See, you see what a Baal Ruach HaKadosh is. If you chap what's behind in the sugya, can Meshuga Varen Yedavart the Bear Mishnah Berurah. Start reading the Mishnah Berurah now. The next one, when Nun Zion, I don't have in front of me, whatever.
Nun Zion. Nun Zion?
Yeah.
I am
Talos. No, the first one that we just did. No, what's Meruba?
Lay Harvey.
Okay, what's that? Wait again. Ma'at, ma'at.
Lay Harvey.
What does that mean?
Sounds like the Ramban.
Sounds very much like the, more or less like the Ramban, or that he's doing a gibble of Lay Harvey. Okay, but continue, yeah?
They knew Isa Blila Raka or Ikashim.
Yeah. I'm not going to want it, because like this, I remember it better that way. Oh, now you see the Shir Gregoris, the Gleital. There's so much in this. Does he mean Ma'at, V'loi Harbe?
In the water, in the mixing.
Do you mean Gregoris? And then later we're going to learn that Hitak himself speaks, look, in the Bir Alacha. Huh?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, see, not like the Igle Tal. So I'm showing you that that's what he's doing. He's passing Nish the Igle Tal. Unish Chazainish.
It says Ben Rako Ben Kosho.
Who?
What's that by Matt Matt? He said by Bill Kosho. Why didn't we have to
go? It was Drabana, I'm trying to explain.
Why? You heard Kosho the Raisin.
Okay. No. There's this Kali's Drabana. That's why we just learned it. No.
Kali was Kosho.
We just learned that Kali's Drabana, or it's Tikkun Eichel. Or this case, which is Tikkun Eichel. Okay, go ahead. Bi'alach. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. We just learned. The Mishnah Berurah says because it's Rabbanan. Kali's Rav Rabbanan. Because it's ain't der Gibel B'kach. There's no Gibel on it. It's not Bar Gibel. Kali's not meant. Yeah, it's what it is. You don't take granolas and make a mixture and make a batter out of it. It's not Bar Gibel. That's what he's saying. Okay, go ahead. Bi'alacha, cook the rabbi alacha. Yeah, go ahead. So try to do it with kids, because it's like a whole long bi'alacha. But there's a few nakudas in this bi'alacha, yeah? No?
Bring down this
masala. No? Let's go in the base hero. You have to answer on the spot. Let's go, come on.
Okay, so he starts off.
They mat everything. What do you call it?
They say it's always mutter?
Yeah.
I thought they always say everything's awesome.
I
kind of
guess everything's awesome.
Huh? Listen to me, I know Rafael.
You have to call the right time.
Huh? He's Mayridik in learning. You have no idea how good he is in Psak Halacha.
Who?
Rafael is Mayridik in Psak Halacha. Mayridik is. He has a glat to cup. You have no idea how glat he is. His whole Mahal HaChaim is glat. He doesn't see an extra word. He reminds me of Reb David in a miniature. Like a miniature of David. That's a big paisa. Okay, Bekitsa, yeah, no. No. Okay, so how about Mat Mat B'shas Achila? He has a Mahalach, the Mishabur has a Bialach, has a very interesting Mahalach. Maybe Mat Mat.
So
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Shapsi. Say it. Take over this year. Say it.
I don't know what he said, but well, in the beginning, he says that must be Kamach Kli is about Gibbulu, which would mean that it's a Diraisa,
yeah,
and it's Mutter, Ayidid Shina Ma'at.
Right.
Vize, by Kamach Shainu Kali, it's Mutter, Ayidid Shina Ma'at, the Tanag Dailim. Fine, Einsham, okay, whatever. Then he says, Reisib Sefer Nishmas Adam, Sheisik Lamazan, and he writes that the way we pass in Chatashi Asimina Tayra.
Oh, so he brings the Nishmas Adam.
It's also Asimina Tayra.
Yeah.
Because you can't tie it since you have a big Yisub.
Yeah,
but. You make a Ma'at, it's called a Shino, because we pass in that even now. So
everything's Mutta. Ultimate, that Bissel is smaller Shiva, at the Mutta Shino, yeah? Continue, yeah?
By a Beged. Right, you're not allowed to do Ariga on Shabbos, right? So even doing an entire Beged just based Chutin is also a problem. So
it's
not called a Shinu just because people don't usually do two.
Such a delicious Bialach, not delicious. It's Mamsha Zisa Bialach. Go ahead, yeah.
So it's over here.
Yeah. So it's
a Tanagar. And then he says, even Afilim and Tanagar, the Machlam, Adarish, and Shagibo, Kredim, Shagibo, and Adar. Okay, that's Tanagar in business.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Then we say, well, the Dasa Taisus is a Yasam. The Sfilu who become a Kali Bar Gibahu, Mefarish Ma'at Amu Kamal Yada Yada. They'll explain the Ma'at is Haynu Ayde Shinu De Chalacher Yad.
Oh, like the so they'll learn the Chalacher Yad.
This is again the Hamshach of
the Hamshach Nishmas Adam. Yeah,
I'm at the top of the next page.
Go ahead.
And it sounds like they're from Rashi, but Be'emes Chalila Lintayis Pazem Midivay Rishayim Haynu Arif Shechatz Be'Adya.
Oh,
with that the Pirush Ma'at and also Ben Chananel says this and the Aruch and the Rambam and the Gemara. But by Bekovitz Al Yad Yarbe, that the Pirish is Miat Meat. That's what Al Yad means. It means very simply.
It's a little bit.
A little bit.
Not Kalachiyad. Okay? So that's what he means. Maat Vele Harbe. And not Kalachiyad. And Gregoris means not Iglital. Okay?
And this that the Nishmas Adam says, that the High Goyvlen Hu Kalachiyad, that also, I'm sorry, that's Rashi. Rashi that says that. High Goyvlin's Kalachiyad, also, that's what he means. Since it's with the Shinoi, Ma'at Ma'at, that's what Kalachiyad means. He means Shinoi, not good.
Oh, but we're not noted. From that, then it means, and that's this Pshat and Bid. Okay. But then he has a Mordek of Mahalach. Ma'at Ma'at means when he's eating it. You saw it? Next Mahalach.
I was just looking at it. I didn't see the first
one. Thus is Zisvit Sukkah. Now he's going into a whole new Mahalach. Go ahead. Which is also an Igli Tal and a whole Machloikis. You have no idea how it's such a Mita Ma'at. If you know the Sugi, you have no idea how the Bialach touches. Mishabur Bialach is everything. It's everything. Everything's there. So you saw the Machloikis. Now, what does he want with Ma'at Derech Achila? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure where that's starting from, but. He says, really, Be'emes Adinim Anishim Sodom. But Kemach Balma about it is in his Mina Tariah Pachatishir.
Right.
And we're not going to be Mata chemically because of Mat, just like that.
Right. That's a killed the race.
Yeah. And if in Ibazar Pchista shouldn't have used the Lashon Al Yad Ayad, he should have used the Lashon Pachas Mikashir.
Shit.
Like he always does. Why do you use the Lashon Al Yad Ayad?
Yeah.
Must be that even if it's a Shirka Gregris, it's also Mutter.
Right.
Why? Because first of all, Gregris, by the way, is also could be called Ma'at. And we don't find anybody that stresses this point of Pachas Mikashir like he was in the
Dagger. Right.
And there's a Nisiv Chaim that says refers that even the Shir Gregris is also Mutter. So what is the head? So there, but Tama had to nearly lit acetate. The fact that you're drying the klois in the oven and making it now roi lachila, it's considered like something that was already nevav nispasho, a finished product. And therefore, even though through the nesinas mayim that you put in it, it is going to become niskabel. So, you have lisha. Ein ze choshir kumoyim meleches lisha. It's not like Meleches Lisha, but rather, K'moy Tikkun Oichol Ba'almo De Derech Achilasa Bekach.
Tell me something. The Tchina, it's already made, but you want to add more water to it. What would you call that?
What's the case?
You have Tchina that's more. It's very thick, but you want to add a little more water. What would you call that?
So if people would eat from it as it is, it's the same Heta.
Well, it's the same Heta. What was the case that you brought me from Rafforsheim? Can you tell me the case again? Okay, but give me more or less what you thought.
Add more water to it.
You add more water. You're adding more water, right? Snapshot, it's...
To make it thinner.
To make it thinner. What's this? It's the same thing.
Only Ma'at.
So then they're chanami, mat.
Ganana's got this kid on the way, got lost.
No, I don't know. Maybe he's taking a different swara. But
maybe
I would say. This is the swara that I held. Okay? But then he comes and he says, Mishnah Berurah, after Kemen Zog Nacha Mahalach, go ahead and see the Bialach of Aitach.
Inami.
Or
he's Inami.
Whoever, that's what it's a difference. Inami. Rogadeli Teira, Bali, Beis Hira, go ahead, Pask.
Inami, the Kavani Sagama Mahmad, who Gamkin Davka Beis Hachil.
Oh. Stop. This is such loaded. You have no, it's like a loaded gun. This little bit halacha. Remember, we learned that there's a svara of bayir b'shas achila, and then we cleared about toichim b'shas achila. How about losh b'shas achila? So there's a gevali igle tal in losh siv kot lamed oischav gimel. This is not a chanami. Just like by those things, there's a heter of shas achila. Here too, there's a heter of shas achila. So this is this vaita. Does he say that that's the halacha that la b'shas achila muta asa? What does he say? So what does he come out of maskonas? Hagudvot or the nishki gudvot b'shas achila?
He said the kolishani,
As you eat, you do it.
So shas achila is a heter.
Only shas achila. That's a good raya.
But that's the svar of shas achila.
It's only by kali. He says clearly that Rav Chista Batson, this svar was upkshel.
Also, what's up? So the igle tal says it's true by everything.
It's not a head for pachas mikasher.
Oh, so the igle tal says that it's by everything. What is the Mishnah Berurah? For this Mishnah Berurah is mashma that it's a svara, but only by kali. It's a din in the ma'at in the heter of kali. Mashma for anything else, there's no heter. So truth, I don't need a big diak. It's kimanim afurish Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan samach vav. It says clearly. The last 5-6 words. It says clearly. Yeah. No, what's up? That and siv samach vav. So Lush Paskins. Mishnah Berurah Paskins that there's no heter of Lush in the same Suda, yeah? Come to Halim of Shlaim Zalman. It's Kabbalah. The Cheshbonis that went through his mind on Halach is half of them. So how could you ever eat? You're taking food, you're breaking it up, and together in the roik in your mouth,
Is joining it back together.
So chayri, you see, the shas achila is mutter.
That's more like with some brayer. There's two levels.
So I was always telling you this. Remember, I told you there's two levels. The shas achila, meaning samach lesudav lois
asudav,
and then there's into the mouth. It's different. Remember, we said these tires. Efsha.
There's no brayer into the mouth.
No,
that's right, because it's not bayer, because you took the eichel. Yeah, that's because you took the eichel. That's because it's
pchana bayer. By the fish pond.
But the question, on the way to the mouth.
If it's in your mouth or on the way to the mouth.
Inside. That's different. That's because you're eating the food, so it's anyway not bayer. No, what you're eating, the food and spitting out the thing. That's already different. That's because you're eating the eichel. That's anyway not bayer. But what about as you're eating? Let's learn from here that there's halacha of la'alter's mutter. He says, no, that's different. Why? Because that's achila. Achila vad is mutter.
Just like you said, by bayer. Achila.
By bayer. You see, there's two. Is it the het of shas achila?
Okay,
now,
that was the het of,
what do I want? I don't want you. I don't want me to be part of this conversation. I want you to see the Reb Shlomo Zalman inside. Peri ches ha'ori yud. And he says,
maybe by Bayer, some patched up some of the Suda is Achila. He didn't go with the Derech Achila in Mishnah Berurah.
Okay, this I can't remember exactly what he said over there, but the point is over here. Lama Latin Da. Yeah? Perik Ches Ha'arayud. Perik Ches
Ha'arayud?
Yeah. And then he comes out with a big Yisoid. When is it Mutter B'Shas Achila Losh? And when it's not Mutter. And he says, Gevaldige to Gevaldige Zachen. It's when is it mutter? When is it us?
It's in base. It says redaction. Kaim gamim oisa kain samach l'sudasa. The issa is applicable even samach l'suda. And the bottom yod he says shemati miyakam shem zaman
erbach shlita. Oh, good. Listen carefully. Listen how a poisik splits the hairs.
V'afte matzino she'arash b'mashva din shel toichin.
So Samach is mutter by Teuchen, yeah. And then the Raj becomes and compares Lush. Then he compares. Then he compares Lush to Teuchen. Go ahead. No. That's not called Lisha, that's called Achila. What about the guys eating some Krip Shlomo Zalman? Yeah, continue.
Well, the Rain Gam Lisha has Mother Lusuda Asur. Rain's in Nash of Kidder Achila, Kandavar.
Oh. That's different. What? Teuchen in the mouth is called Teuchen.
And
Lisha in the mouth is not called, that's called Achila. But Enachnami Kaidim would be Asur. Kaidim is Asur. Go ahead, continue. But he says more. He says, slowly. Then he says, so again, eating is Mutter, Lush is Asur. In the mouth, it's not called Lush. Preparing before is Asur. I would have said that the Nafkamina was different a little bit. On the way to the mouth, as you're putting it in your mouth, that's called Samach, which is okay. The Mishnah Berurah there talks about Lasuda, which is different than Mamish Samach, okay? Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that's not the Chilik, but then he says, Amari de Ganafkamina. Read, Vashamati Oimakon, Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's like a hidden Yesoid in the whole Lash. Go ahead.
You're talking the Lisha de Raisa, you Dafka, the Lash Shehe Roy Lefoys, or Shemesakin Oisoid.
What a Gavaliga. You don't understand what.
Like the Rambam.
Like a Lamdin would talk. Like a Lamdin Ret. What is Lash? Lush is making a baby cereal. What does Lush have to do with baby cereal? By Teuchen, that has to be Dafka little Tzor Hafia. It's part of the Hafia process. Das Geret via Lamden. Ah, Gvaldik, go ahead. Okay, so let's learn what the Rosh Hashanah is up. No.
Sakin is so yachol is kaim kach klish sechar doch dem. Masha ein kein lisha zu. Shavagilim lasas kishem echinim cholav me'av kolatinok.
This is, you're preparing food. Wait, wait.
You're talking to
Koyrach, but she's taking Michael, but no Lush. We're taking Michael.
That's how he learns
on Bia Lacha, Gewaldig. It's a male of the Ma'at, Ma'at.
What?
Isn't that him a story?
Ma'at just means that it's the end of the story.
Get up and say it. You don't even know what this description of Zalman is.
What's
Ma'at? Ma'at is not a sheer. You see how Rav Shlomo Zalman learned it.
What's
Ma'at? Ma'at is a normal way of preparing food just to eat.
You're not making a cake. You're going to eat something. You're going to
eat something. So that's the Ma'at.
So why is he asking the whole thing? He's asking all this. He's mixing
it's not so posh. It's maybe Drabon and Abyssal.
Why he
asks? Abyssal. He says Dairaisi he's talking. Is Vert Al Strabonon. Mishabura is just saying is Vert Al Strabonon. Drabonon with Shinui Mamoto. But this Vert Drabonon's. Why does it become Drabonon for these Cheshbonis?
That's right.
So why Kelly? Because every time you say Kelly, it rings in my ear like a root so canal in the ear. Yeah.
So why is Kelly, not Kelly, Charlie, so which one it is? Why it says Usher? Why is it Usher?
Midrabanan!
Wait, it says Device.
Midrabanan! He's going on the studim.
It's not
to make. Going on those studim. It's a male shtick. Okay, let's finish because we have good to Zachem and we don't have a minute, so we have to go right. Okay? Ready to go right? Let's go. Yeah, you're good, Geschmack. You don't even know what this thing. I'm telling you, they should make this big and print it in front of every sefer. All the raid of the Achrayim is only Heintiger raid. Shlomo Zalman held the ganze Zachs and the Mahalach Losh. It's a whole different Mahalach. It's a Mayudik shtickle. Okay. Now, Rabbi Zai, let's learn weiter the Mishnah Berurah. That pit. and Meirak Lime. So Meirak Lime I'm not going to go into, because I it's not the game. I don't think anybody's doing that in the streets anymore today. Malk inside, they did it. But he talks about something else, about spit. Are you allowed to spit in the street on Shabbos?
The mud.
Since, remember, we learned Nesinas HaMayim is already a problem even without the Gibel. So go ahead, Rablaze HaGodl. Rablaze, go ahead, finish. I know, I'm doing it on purpose. I'm trying to wake you up.
I'm not tired.
I mean, why should... Okay, I have a migu. I don't understand. Why I'm tired? I'm just tired. We wake up the same time.
I'm tired. I missed the first 3 days, so I'm getting like a fraction here. Trying to put everything together.
I try to make it that everybody can get a piece, even no matter when you come. Go ahead.
Really?
On the bottom, over in the middle of the list here. Right?
So far?
At the end, after he goes through, right, he says over there about Tit and Meiraglayim. Okay, so are you allowed to... Yeah, Klisha Reikig Boy. You see that over there? Klisha Reikig Boy. What's going to be with the menu here,
too?
What happened? That's a Dylan that's not in Shadamayrav anymore.
Nun Zayn.
Dylan started davening early. What's this Psach? But like a, it's like a Vasikan minion, or so what the...
This is my given. I can't make it.
It's every night. It's going to be every night?
For me?
Yeah.
No, it's just Monday.
Okay, and you was every night, and then you're here tonight for my... Yeah, because we have to make sure. All right, that's it. You see, tell me the
problem.
My problem is now I have to stop. No, it's okay?
I feel like I'm...
Don't feel. We're so happy you come. What's the rest?
That's not going
to run. That's beautiful on Shabbos. All right, so go ahead. By tit, are you allowed to spit on the con earth on Shabbos?
Okay, so I spoke with
the
people.
Good, let me hear this.
No,
but it doesn't make a difference. Good, it doesn't make a difference. Tam Chacham, go ahead, let's hear. Good, let's hear.
He told me the Timur Felder, who spoke with an agricultural expert, that such a meal of Mayim is not going to be able to...
So what do you do with this Mishnah Berurah?
Talking about two separate things.
Well, he talks about the
about Mazria. We're talking about...
No, I'm talking about Gibel. I'm talking about Gibel.
We're talking about two different...
Gibel. You're not allowed to put water on top of earth.
What?
So let me ask you, what are you going to do?
Stop, yeah, that's a good child. You ask me, what do you do? It's a good heart. So you spit into your clothing. Spit into your clothing, maybe.
Out. Get it back in here.
Still shloike derech. I'm saying this mishmur. Derech lichus gone. But this is tit. This is before shadin. You know, I'll spit on the floor. Okay, I guess we'll be mamshach tomorrow. Okay. That's it. I'll do mamshach tomorrow.
I could go. You got.
Okay, let's go, Rabbi. Let's go back. Who rachum? You know what? A gvaldig meir. Give us a meir.
You know, I was here Sunday night. They did this to me also. Okay.
Unless you listen, if you're not going to come back again, we'll give you the Myers, don't doubt it. We want you. We love you dearly.
I was here Sunday. He told me, he said he wasn't here Shabbos, so he said,
all right, whoever wasn't here Shabbos, they're getting up some.
Your fault. You do a good job.
Whoever wasn't here
the
Shabbos.
The first time they asked me to down, I did a lousy job. They don't ask me again.
Thank you.
I Amen. Amen.
He looks better, but the problem is I don't know what the hell.